At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
Wait, is that how we introduce this podcast? This is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. I am so overwhelmed packing for LA. I don't even remember how the intro of our podcast goes.
That's fine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna, right? That's how it goes. Oh, my
yes,
God. I'm insane.
That is exactly how it goes.
Jenny.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
This
okay,
is
let's
what
try this again.
When people with ADHD try to do a podcast.
Should we just restart? Let's try this again. Okay.
All right, let's do it again.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. I'm so embarrassed my camera is on for you, Jenny, because the level of chaos behind me. I haven't slept in a week thinking about packing for LA. For those of you that, you know, don't know, which is literally everyone, I'm moving to LA for several months for a job, and I'm freaking out.
She's coming over. My dreams, I have been lighting candles and sunbathing my crystals and saging.
Oh my God.
I've been doing all the LA things so that Joanna would someday move to LA. And now my dreams have come true.
Oh my God.
Welcome.
I'm so anxious.
You'll be here tomorrow, right?
I mean, I arrive tomorrow to LAX and then I go to my apartment. It's so interesting because you and our producer, Kevin, have been really helpful in, you know, helping me figure out where to live and where I should be moving to and what my life is going to be like, because New York, I've lived in New York for over 10 years. This is the city I've lived in for the longest in my entire life. And even a 3-month hiatus from New York feels like I am being ripped from my homeland. Like yesterday, Jenny, there's this tunnel from the L train to the 123. And it's about an entire city block. And it's the most atrocious. It is like Dante's Inferno. There's always a guy trying to sell incense, spitting on the floor for hours. So there's like piles of spit next to him and incense. And then there's always like a guy like jerking off. Then there's like a woman with like Beanie Babies around. It's the weirdest underground tunnel. And usually I'd like just put on my headphones and walk straight and just say like, brother, ¿sabes qué? No prestes atención. And yesterday I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see this. And I soaked it all in.
You're looking at the same people now in a very endearing way, the woman with her Beanie Babies. And
it's like glittery, like the guy spitting with his incense like looks like an angel, and the guy like sitting on a cardboard box yelling at people that they're the devil. I'm like, you know,
girl,
what?
But you're gonna get the same shit over here.
Which brings me to my point, which is I think we realized in the last few weeks as I've been preparing for this temporary move. I say temporary. I'm like convincing myself it's temporary. This temporary move. I like how different we appreciate home and where we like to live and how me and you represent two completely different perspectives in how people like to live.
Yes. I was like, damn, Joanna and I are complete polar opposites.
Yeah, we represent, like, I think the two sides of the spectrum that I feel like it's like a Kingsley scale of living, and I am on one side and you're on the other, and I feel like people identify usually within the middle of it, and we're just two extremes.
We're two extremes. So, for our audience, tell us where you prefer to live, like, okay. from city environment to, like, your actual home.
Okay, I love living in a city, right? I don't like living just in any city. I love living in the part of the city where, like, I'm above a CVS. You know what I mean? There might be heroin needles around. Who knows?
But if you need Band-Aids,
they're right there.
Right there.
You step on a heroin needle, and you're right there next to CVS. I love places that feel like they are constantly being lived in. I almost kind of like living in like the kidney, not in the heart, in like the kidney. Is that where you clean stuff? Is the kidney where that kidney cleanses the blood, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, I like living in the kidney where like a lot of dirt like just accumulates there. There might be kidney stones. It's like not a pretty place, but it's a real place. It's a hard working place. It's a place that never stops working even when you're asleep. I like living in the fucking kidney. I like grit. I like feeling like I am part of something that isn't manicured. I don't like manicured anything. That is how I would describe my dream scenario, which is why I'm moving to Hollywood. And every time I talk to anyone from LA, they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you insane? And I'm like, why? It's next to the subway. I've been there. I've liked it. People assume I haven't been there. And I'm like, that's actually my favorite place to stay in. I feel at home. There's rats. There's crazy people yelling at me. Like, where do you think I want to live?
Yeah, that's why I told you, don't listen to these people. Don't let them scare you, because like me, these people are, for some reason, what I'm now calling suburban whores. like, that's how I describe myself in various text conversations with
that's
you.
That's a new CW show, suburban whores. So you're a suburban whore. Explain to me, what do you like? Like, what is it that you look for? Like, when you were looking for your house, what were you saying? Like, esto es lo que yo quiero. This is my dream. This is my wish list for my neighborhood.
Look, I don't like shit to look like Pleasantville or the neighborhood where Edward Scissorhands took place. Like,
right.
That's too creepy. That's too Stepford Wife, you know, right. Picket fence shit. But I do like living far away from the city. Me da pánico. I remember when I first went to New York, I said, this is like looking inside of my brain when mm-hmm. I'm having a panic attack. Mm-hmm. Like, that is what I compared New York City to. There was just like, ha, ha, ha. Like people just jumping on you in the streets. I would have killed someone if I was the driver. There's just so much hustle and bustle. And there's a lot of cool aspects to that. But to live there, I was like, there's no way I could survive this. And so me and my husband were both alike in this, that we just want to live in a quiet neighborhood where all you hear are the birds chirping and occasional squirrel fights. I love Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank. There's a lot of beautiful houses there, and you could still walk to the main strip on Magnolia where there's all these cute vintage shops and cafes, and it's like it's still very quaint and quirky and weird and geeky and goth, because there's like a whole strip of Halloween stores.
You're literally describing the neighborhood in Gilmore Girls.
Okay, Stars Hollow. I just like a lot of personality and character, but also just peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of my vibe. I just get too much anxiety if I lived on top of a CVS.
It's so weird how our both of our brains are ADHD brains. When it's too quiet for me, like when I lived in the Berkshires during the pandemic, I couldn't sleep at night because it was so quiet and it was so peaceful, and it was like I felt fear, and I feel like the voices in my head are louder when it's so quiet and peaceful. Y como que me interesa porque you find peace in peace. And I find anxiety in stuff that's too calm. It's like when you look at a lake and it's really placid and calm, you're like, I don't fucking know what's going on under there. But when you're like, en un peo ahí, en una playa con una ola, at least you're like, okay, I know what's happening. I gotta be careful here and here, but I'm aware of what's happening under the water because I can see it. Uh-huh. I think that's like one of the ways that like I perceive silence and like quiet is me da mucha inquietud. Which is so counterintuitive.
No, it makes sense. It does make sense.
No, but I think you make more sense. Like, oh, I like peace and quiet because, like, me da peace and quiet.
Mira, the thing is, I'm going to be real, okay? This was my experience when I first moved to LA because this is, like, my, what, fourth place? And this is the fourth location that I've lived in LA that we finally bought property. Mm-hmm. The past three were all rented, right? The first one we moved to, mm-hmm. it sounded like I lived on a playground. It was just a bunch of Latino families with tons of kids. And every day I had to try to not run over one of the kids because it was just like it was up in the valley, a lot of working class Latino families. And I would wake up every morning to the sound of banda blasting mm-hmm. through my window and like children just running amok because there was no playground. It was just a parking lot and it was just kids just running around and playing basketball and hitting things. And it sounded like we lived on the property of a school playground. Like every day we woke up and it was like recess. I would come back from work and I had to like part the seas of children as I entered the community. And my husband and I just, we couldn't handle all the noise. It was just too chaotic.
Because it's one of those neighborhoods that like the neighborhood is a neighborhood. Like everyone in this block shares these spaces and
yes.
communes and stuff. And I think you're someone that likes their own space.
Yeah, it was too close together.
Yeah.
Granted, I was raised in Westchester, Miami, and it was like all the neighbors knew each other. We were all friends.
Mm-hmm.
In Miami, you're used to just hearing people blasting reggaeton and merengue and salsa and big parties at night. And a lot of Cubans love to just sit outside and spend most of their days outside mm-hmm. in their little plastic white chairs.
Yeah.
You know, drinking a beer, smoking a cigar, and like talking about Cuba. Mm-hmm. And so I'm used to that. Sometimes I do miss that environment. So when I moved to North Hills, it kind of reminded me of that. I think mm-hmm. where I couldn't handle it so much was all the kids. It was just too many kids.
You know, it's like people are like, oh my God, my ovaries. Ovaries did the opposite. They're like, actually
they like
kill me.
Shriveled up. I was like,
just
I can't.
Just fucking kill me.
It's just too much. But I do love being neighborly. I love being friends with my neighbors because again, like my grandparents had lifelong friendships with their neighbors and we still keep in touch with them, even though my parents don't live on that block anymore. So a mí me gusta eso. I like that feeling of family and community. My husband hates it. He hates talking mm-hmm. to people. So to me, it's like finding that even mix.
Yeah.
Ideally, we would love to buy like a standalone home in Pasadena.
Oh, God.
Which you hate.
Fucking hate Pasadena. Oh, my God.
Why do you
God.
Hate Pasadena? Why do you hate
okay,
Pasadena,
Jenny,
bro?
Literally, last time I went to LA,
literally
everyone
what
was
happened?
Like, literally, like, what my happened? My boss was like, hey, I live in Pasadena, and Pasadena's gorgeous, and you should stay at a hotel in Pasadena, and you're going to love it. Arrive there, and an immediate panic. There's a Target and a California Pizza Kitchen, and that's literally all I could see.
Girl.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
So Pasadena is like a really nice, affluent suburb of LA, correct? It's very beautiful, but like, let me give you a description of what I hated about Pasadena so much.
Okay.
First of all, I asked the lady in the lobby, like, hey, is there anything walking distance I could eat? And she's like, oh my God, I don't know. And I'm just like, dude, I literally walked 5 minutes and found a million restaurants. Like, you guys need to learn how to walk. Anyway, I'm like, I'm gonna hit up a bar with a friend. I go to a bar that says dive bar. And dive bars in New York are like gritty bars that have been here for many years. It's a neighborhood bar. It's like everyone from the neighborhood kind of goes to the bar. It's kind of cheap. And I go to this bar and it looks like it was designed to look like a gritty bar, but everything was bought in Pier 1 Imports. Like this fake grit. And I'm allergic to that. And then everything was just so pleasant and manicured. And like all the bushes were perfectly cut and trimmed. And everyone was in a car and no one was walking. And I'm like, this feels like The Sims. This doesn't feel like real life. And I got anxious there. Me dio ansiedad. Like literally, I was like, I do not like it here. I do not like it here. And the last night I was like, take me to a bar in Hollywood. I want to be spit on. I don't know, by a crazy man that claims he's Jesus. Literally give me any sense of grit. And we did that the last night. And I remember you telling me, what are you talking about? Pasadena is so beautiful. It has like a little downtown. It has like a walkable area. It's really beautiful, which I agree. It is. Pero no sé por qué me da alergia.
Can you imagine if you really were allergic? Like it comes up in your lab core test or quest diagnostic.
Allergies, dogs, pollen, Pasadena.
Fake dive bars decorated like Pier 1 Imports.
It's something I'm so not used to. me parece. Como que, and I lived in many different, like, I lived in suburbs growing up. I lived in cities growing up. I just feel like I don't feel at home in places that are made to feel like home. I feel at home in places that are just organically created out of people living there.
Out
like,
of
by accident.
Spit and yeah. popsicle sticks.
Yes. Okay, well, Jenny, you want to live there. And honestly, a lot of my friends in LA want to live there. Please explain to me why.
The reason why I'm so in love with the idea of Pasadena is because it really is, it's further away. There's Pasadena and there's Altadena.
This literally sounds like a fake place. Okay,
Altadena.
Continue. Like, and are you so kidding me? Anyway.
It's like the mountains are right there. The houses, I think across LA in general, the houses all have their own individual character versus Miami. I don't like Florida architecture mm-hmm. and houses. It's all like Los Españoles, like the Spaniards. I don't give a shit.
It's all like and you feel like it's like copy paste drywall.
It's copy paste. Yeah. A lot of the same color schemes. Mm-hmm. It's very, I'm like, this is boring. So when I come out to a city that each house, like you could be driving down a street and you just see house after house, and one looks like Snow White's cottage and the next one looks like something out of like it just looks like a box, like a Scion, but a house.
Love it. Love that.
Just like square walls and glass, and then the next one after that is all brick, and then the mm-hmm. one after that looks like a haunted mansion, and they're all different. And I love that. I love how individualistic everything is. Like, you can just make your house be whatever you want it to be. There's no copy paste. It's just like these houses are so cute and they bring me joy. And also, I do love the area. So my husband and I love going out to Old Town Pasadena. It's one of our favorite places to walk around. There's lots of really nice shops and places to eat. One of my favorite vegan places is called Sage Vegan Bistro, and it's gorgeous. It's like this giant patio with outdoor lighting. They have a band that comes out. Like, there's a lot of activity on the weekends. But for me, like, I think I just did so much grimy shit in Miami. Like, my 20s were my time to do all the grimy, like, club shit and go to all the bar, like, during my theater days, that I'm just like, I'm allergic to that now. Like, I don't even want to get near that kind of world. I feel like I'm 50 years old, but I like cutesy shit and like weird and like that's why I love Portland so much. I'm like, if I wasn't in this industry, I would be living in Portland or Seattle, because they're even more quirky and there's so much character in the neighborhoods and in this and then in the shops and the people.
It's so interesting. I feel like you love places that could be haunted. I remember because I was between two buildings in Hollywood. And one building was like, it looked like an older building. It looked like it had character. It looked like it had history. It was quirky. It was like, it has all these details of like, you know, I think of its time and the probably built in the 50s or 60s and then renovated. And you were like, oh my God, this is so cute. And I was like, actually, I think I hate this. Like, I want the opposite of character in my homes.
But you also said it was haunted. And me and Kevin are like, que haunted ni que haunted. What are you talking about?
Let me tell you my dream apartment or slash home.
Tell us.
It's in the middle of, as I said, the kidney or the liver, whatever. Anything that cleans dirt and keeps it there. I clearly don't know how anatomy works. And then I just want a glass box with amenities. With literally no personality. I want it to be designed by an interior design company that just like has a billion different projects and just ordered stuff from China. I don't care. I just want granite countertops, white walls, windows, and just like the feeling that no one has died there ever.
But to me, that to me seems more haunted. Not haunted, but it seems like the perfect place for like a serial killer to come through. I feel like it's always these rich women who live in these like boxed white glass homes and they get visited by a serial killer.
Well, because the lighting is easier to film there, Jenny. That's why
Is that why?
That's why all the movies are done in that. Not in creepy homes. Like, I remember when I had a real estate agent here in New York, and she was helping me find like an apartment to rent. And she was like, oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this apartment. It's just in a beautiful brick home. And it has a chimney and wood and exposed brick. And it just has this gorgeous.
Oh, my dream.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Bitch, no. Like, get me a lobby
so
made
ghosts,
of marble.
So like exposed brick? Is that what is going on here?
I think what I feel is I have a lot of personality and I like my neighborhoods to have a lot of personality. I want the place where I live to be just an empty vessel for me where I can bring whatever I want and it just gives me nothing. I want a bland personality for my apartment.
Okay.
That's what I like. Like my apartment in New York that mm-hmm. I own is in a very new building. It's just white walls and windows. And just it's copy paste with every single apartment there. I'm not kidding. I think 2,000 people live in my building.
Wow.
This building is enormous. It's two towers. There's more people that live here than probably in all of Rhode Island. And I talk to no one here other than the people that work here. Like the people that work at my gym and the people that work in my lobby. Those are my friends. I don't know anyone else that lives in this building. It's like this comfort zone I feel. Of this contrast of the outside, I want to be full of it, like full of life and itself and just chaos. And then in my home, I just want blankness.
You are such an interesting human being. And I can see why people hire you to write for television.
Me and you would never be able to like live together. We wouldn't find a place that we both like.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the way you're describing your home, I'm like, like it's giving me anxiety. Like I am such a tchotchke freak. Mm. Like I will go to like the Rose Bowl flea market and just buy like antique. Like I love antiques and little weird glass bowls made of depression. What is it? The
depression era glass or
depression
something?
Era glass. Like I'm obsessed. Give it to me. And I love like brass. Animal figures.
So you like you're like a 65-year-old woman who has yeah. like a side business making crafts out of dried animal bones.
Yeah, like my downstairs living room is like the whole wall is like this collage of like our favorite Halloween art and that we've collected over the years. And like I just love things, but obviously I'm learning to like decorate my home so that it doesn't look super, you know, cluttered. I never want to be that person that looks like, you know, a hoarder. But for me, it's about being cozy. And the what people have, my friends, when they stay here, they're like, I love staying here because it's so cozy. And I'm like, yes, I have succeeded. Mm-hmm. I love like the lighting. I'm very specific. I'm like, yeah, I just love my home to have a lot of character, but I don't like big houses. I've always said
neither.
This. I don't.
Me neither.
Did we just find the one thing?
Oh my
thing?
God. Jenny, you tell me, oh my God, do you want a mansion or do you want like a nice three-bedroom apartment? 100% nice three-bedroom apartment. Yes. I don't want a mansion. I don't want it. I have no interest.
I don't understand the need for a mansion. Like, I get it. Like, you're rich. Good for you. You're a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. Maybe if you had 20 kids, obviously. But I just don't see the need. Like, you can find like a nice home that gives you everything you need, that's nice, that's comfortable, that's spacious, without having this giant mansion.
Dude, Jenny, I've come to a conclusion. This is another conclusion. I don't like big homes. I also don't like houses. Like, I like going to someone's house. Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of me living in a house and not an apartment is just, it's like, oh, this doesn't fit her character. Like if I was writing a character based off me in a book, she would never live in a house. I like the idea of communal living. Like I like sharing my communal spaces. Like what you said, like a huge mansion separated from the rest of the world would make me so depressed. But if you're like, oh, you could get a nice como que three bedroom apartment en la mitad de, I don't know, La Quinta Avenida, con el peo abajo, se escucha todo el zaperoco, but you have like a nice peaceful apartment. Oh my God, perfect. Like that sounds amazing. I want to say hi to my doorman every day. I have conversations with my doorman that last half an hour sometimes. Like There's this one doorman I have. He's from Puerto Rico and he has this thing that I love. And sometimes I'm leaving the building and he'll just like randomly, he doesn't know. I don't think he realizes he does this. He'll just say one word out of context, like sancocho. And it's like, what? And it's like, da come sancocho porque hace frío. And I'm like, oh, and then we just launch into a conversation. Or he'll go like, mira, Este es un hijo de puta. And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. Who are you talking about? He's like, este Putin es un hijo de puta. Es un hijo de puta. Putin. And I'm like, oh my God, I love this. I love this chaos. I love this. In a mansion, who would I talk to? Yeah. Who would I
your
accidentally
butler,
bump into?
I don't
into?
Fucking know. I get lost. Mira, I get lost in my own head. I don't know how I would manage a mansion. Una ridicule. It's too much. And it's that to me will make me feel like there's some shit going on. There's some creepy kid ghost living in the attic or something.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Like, I can't wait to go to your house because I've never been to your house.
You're going to hate it.
No, I'm going to love it. I appreciate houses like yours. I just can't do it for myself.
Okay.
But I like going to houses like yours. I have a condition where I throw away everything. I love throwing shit away.
I need your condition. Well, you know, I have a little bit of it.
Yo boto toda vaina.
It makes me feel good.
My husband goes through my trash before we throw it away because sometimes I've thrown away like important shit, like documents. So one time I threw away 3 checks for our wedding. It almost caused our divorce. I threw away like a beautiful card he made me. I don't like clutter. I like como que simplistic, like a couch, a bed, a TV. Yeah, como que maybe like a few pictures here and there. Y ya, como que clean, minimalistic. But I do like cozy. So like, no me gustan como que esos apartamentos that are designed to just look at. A lot of apartments in Miami are this way. And I have una tía y una prima that are interior designers in Miami, and they design these gorgeous apartments. And I talked to them about it, and they're like, yeah, no, we're aware that like a lot of these apartments are sort of like visually pleasing, but it's like 2 wooden chairs facing each other, like, and then a piano in the middle. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, no one is going to use that space. Te lo juro. Así como que these like very beautiful abstract space. I don't like that. I like that when todos los espacios están utilizados, every corner of the apartment is being used, but it's like clutter free. The only clutter I like are books.
Okay.
Jenny and I might live together, and we might have a reality TV show, and it ends in murder because I see you looking at me like, oh okay, that sounds awful. You're describing a hospital.
You know what? Like, yeah, like when you talk about your house, I'm like, yeah, I think of hospital, you know, or like a doctor's waiting room or something.
Beautiful.
I think there's a lot of Latinos with that taste, that very like posh, minimalistic, white walls, very similar aesthetic to you. Because I've seen it with a lot of other like Latino influencers who I follow, and like they bought homes and stuff. And but then I talk so much shit with my husband because I look at their videos. I'm like, ay, but it's so... Es como bien seco. Like, how do they live there? Like, eso no es. Eso no tiene personalidad.
You're literally become una señora cubana. Like, you sound like my aunts in Miami. Like, ay, no, pero que eso. Eso está muy feo así, vale. ¿Dónde está la personalidad?
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, pero, like, it needs some warmth. Like, I don't feel anything when I watch their videos because it's so... And even I worry because I want, like, my kitchen right now, like, the cabinets and everything are, like, this old wood from the 90s. I call it, like, 90s sitcom kitchen. It's just... Bah.
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's crazy. I know exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I do want, like, the white kitchen. Like, that's what's in now is, like, the white cabinets and the black hardware and the black marble. And in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, when I start filming, once I redo my kitchen... It's going to make it look less homey for my abuela videos. Like, it's going to look less Latino household.
Well, it's interesting you say that a lot of Latino influencers that you follow are more modern and more como que clean.
Yes.
I think it's because it's the opposite aesthetic that we've grown up with.
It could be very well. Yeah, because I come from a family of people who love tchotchkes, who love keeping every little cosita. And I'm going to be honest, I'm a lot like that. So I'm trying really hard to be more minimalistic and while still maintaining character and having things that I like.
Oh my God.
But not Jenny, be too much.
You're fighting your abuela energy.
I am.
You are una abuelita. Como I que am. You like tus tchotchkes, tus cositas, tus vainitas, tu tititik, tu chichuchichu.
I and, love all the chuchichuchichus.
And you're like in your 30s. And this shows me that you're like, como que you really are, you have like maybe the home soul. Like your home soul is like an older
yeah.
woman.
Yo, like literally right now, I have multiple tabs open on Etsy of like vintage shops. Mm-hmm. With like little tchotchkes.
We got so many tchotchkes for our wedding. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
That's weird. Who gives that for gifts?
And it's como que, oh, this like, it's like a cool statue of a woman sitting reading. And I'm like, why would I want this in my house? And my mom's like, es una belleza, Joana. ¿Qué estás hablando?
Es
una
is it
belleza.
Yadro?
No, I would. Oh, my God.
Or a precious yeah. moment.
I think we've talked about how Yadro is the beanie baby for our grandmothers. It's Yadro, those and, like porcelain dolls are
yes grandma they're beanie the babies. Beanie babies for the abuelas and then the precious moments are the Funko Pops.
Oh my God, you're so right. Yeah, I don't do well with any tchotchke really. My brain is so cluttered, it feels like clutter to me.
Yeah,
I'm also very disorganized. I love having a clean house. And it's constantly fighting my disorganized instinct. The less I have to keep organized, the more I keep it organized. Therefore, the less stuff I have, the easier it is for me. Yeah. So it's all just like como que a life hack. My love of like minimalism is actually just a life hack to live a life of organized, like a semblance of organized chaos.
Yeah. Hey, man, whatever works.
Porque afuera, like a city, I don't have to organize a city. I don't have to organize a sidewalk. That's not up to me. I can live in that chaos. That's not my responsibility.
I'm the opposite. If I live in a place that's super, like, even like around the corner, it's super messy because there was like an encampment there and then they cleared it out. Pero hay tanta basura and graffiti. And I'm just like, every day I'm just like, I need to clean this up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel that way about cities sometimes. I'm like, even businesses, like if I notice their sign is broken or dusty, I'm like so tempted to clean it. I'm just like, I just want to come over here with a cleaning crew and just clean. I'm like, what is going on out here that no one cares and is not cleaning their neighborhoods?
That's, see, I like when it's too clean, I'm like, this is sus. How is it this clean? Like, what's the taxpayer like distribution like here? I feel like I'm in a rich part of town and I'm in a bubble.
Yeah.
If there's a little dirt, I'm like, okay. I'm like in it. I'm in it. I'm in the city.
I'm in it.
I guess like if we had to find a metaphor for where you like to live, I think you like to live in what's a pretty part of the body? Nothing.
Nothing. The body's gross.
The body's disgusting. Maybe the eyes, like a pretty part where it's like, you know, beautiful. You can look at it for hours. You can make it up, you know. I don't know. This metaphor.
You can make it up.
You can make it up. You can make it look prettier.
Yeah, because again, like, it's not that I want pretty, but I just like homey and cozy mm-hmm. and eclectic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boho chic.
Boho chic hipster goth haunted
yeah yeah. It's I can't wait to go to your house and have you come to my lifeless apartment. It's gonna be amazing.
I can't wait.
I'm really nervous about spending all that time there. I get very homesick when I leave New York for a good amount of time, but I feel good that, you know, you're there and we're gonna be able to hang out in person and I'll feel homey in your home.
Yeah, and we got Kevin over here who's Venezuelan.
Ay, si Kevin, ven me visita. Will you? Please? I literally want everyone to come
Kevin's
visit me.
Kevin's just shrugging. I guess.
I mean, Hollywood is really far away, so I think you're out of luck.
God, I fucking hate LA for this reason. Everyone's like, it's kind of far from me. And
no, you're fine. If you lived in Santa Monica, then we'd have problems. I'd be like, girl, nice knowing you.
I know. That's my dream place to live, but I know I would have no friends.
Well, it's funny because David's best friend, who's from Miami but lives in Seattle now, has to move for work to LA in the next year. And that's what he's wanted because they're not really too happy in Seattle. It's like very kind of depressing, the weather, very rainy and gray. And like, there are a lot of kind of dry people. Like, you know, you're from Miami, you want people with more personality around. So he's been wanting to move to LA, but he's being stationed in Santa Monica. So that's where they have to find a place.
I mean, that sounds like a dream, to be honest with you. I would love to live in Santa
Monica. Well, Santa Monica's beautiful. It's very, very nice.
It's the perfect mix of, it's walkable, it's a little grimy, but it's also on the beach. It's beautiful. It's I think it's a perfect place to live, except it's so far from everything.
It's great weather, too.
One day, maybe we all move to Santa Monica.
Sure, no. I will be in Altadena, and I mean, I'm more used to driving now, you know, I get it. It's a thing. We get lazy, not lazy, but it's an overwhelming thought sitting in traffic, but it's doable.
Yeah, that's why I haven't owned a car in 11 years. I don't like drive. I mean, I like driving when it's like, oh, I'm going to go to another city. But in my city, I don't like driving. I like being able to listen to a podcast, read an article, observe people while I'm going from place to place. Maybe feel my life is at risk a couple times, you know? Wake me up.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great situation for you.
I did the other day. I was going to my office. I rent an office in Bushwick. And I counted four times that I was like, oh, I might die right now. And I was like, was it always like this? Or is it just more dangerous now that, you know, I don't know, it's a more dangerous city now? And I'm like, no, I actually felt like my life was in danger maybe four times a day when I would commute every day. And it just kept me on my toes, you know?
It's just giving you that much needed dopamine.
I think it's just adrenaline. I think I'm an adrenaline junkie, but it's like my bungee jump is just getting on the subway at a weird time.
So you're going to be here tomorrow. You're going to be here for some months. My theory is that you're either going to hate Los Angeles' guts, because many New Yorkers do, just hate it, or you're going to be converted to the most Angeleno of Angelenos. Like, you're going to go vegan, maybe, or at least try a plant-based lifestyle 3 days a week, and you're going to do your kombucha and your shakes and your Runyon Canyon excursions.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Jenny. These two options sound horrible to me. You're not making me feel any better. These two options are awful. It's like you gave me the blue pill and the red pill, and they're both awful. It's, thank you. I don't know what to say.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.